You're listening to SBS News.
It's the latest health alarm sounded over the breast implant industry after four Australian women are believed to have died from breast implant-associated anaplastic large cell lymphoma. The common factor, surgery involving textured rather than smooth implants. Acting Chief Executive of Safer Care Victoria, Anne-Marie Keenan, says it's important for women with implants to be vigilant.
What we know is if we catch this lymphoma, which is very low risk, then there's a much better chance of cure.
Despite the warnings from health authorities, Breast Cancer Network Australia Chief Executive Kirsten Pilati is urging calm.
You don't need to quickly run back to your specialist and have them removed. It's about being aware and having any change checked out immediately by your medical team.
Anne-Marie Keenan has offered advice to women when checking their breasts and implants.
So the symptoms that women should be looking for is a lump in their breast, any fluid around their implant, or any changes, unusual swelling, that may be different to what they're used to around their implant.
Women with textured breast implants are 23 times more likely to develop the rare lymphoma. Kirsten Pilati says it's one case in 2,500, compared to one in 83,000 for those with less textured implants.
We know that just over 100 women in Australia reported ALCL after their textured implants had been put in. So it is not a huge risk, but it is a risk.
The use of textured implants in Australia was suspended 18 months ago by the Therapeutic Goods Administration because of health risks. But authorities remain concerned about surgeries dating back almost two decades. Following a 2019 breast implant review, the TGA says all breast implant devices supplied in Australia, not only those implants with reported cases of BIA-ALCL, must ensure the instructions for use include a boxed warning that the device carries a cancer risk and regular medical follow-up is recommended. Kirsten Pilati says women should do their own research before embarking on surgery like this.
I think anyone who is about to undergo a significant surgery like breast implants needs to really understand all of the pros and cons. And so we really say it's so important for people to get all of the very best and latest information from trusted resources and then make a decision that's right for you.
She warns that the risks of surgery to remove the implants could be higher than the risk of developing the cancer. Gareth Borum, SBS News.